domestic violence, substance abuse, and pretty much everything in between. Usually I have a guest on, but tonight is my first solo podcast, and I think that it is so fitting that I talk about anxiety, which is what I've been feeling all day today as I've prepared for this podcast. From the very beginning, I said that I wouldn't do a solo podcast because I said that no one would want to listen to me talk by myself about anything for more than a few minutes, so let's hope that I'm wrong. Alright, so I really want to talk about generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder, because those are the ones that I'm most familiar with. I've suffered from social anxiety and generalized anxiety for about 25 years. Please don't do the math on that. and post-traumatic stress for almost as long. If you're not familiar with what social anxiety is, it's like chronic anxiety and fear over social situations, of being negatively judged and evaluated, criticized, or embarrassing yourself. It can manifest as anxiety about appearing anxious, conversational anxiety, anxiety about romance and rejection, or public speaking anxiety, to name a few types of ways that it can come up. There are a lot of misconceptions about what social anxiety is. I've had a lot of people say a lot of strange things to me about it over the years. One of the most odd things that someone said to me was, you know, no one's asking you to be social, just go up there and there being the front of the room and get it. I can't remember what it was that I was supposed to be going to go retrieve. But, you know, I couldn't really explain in the moment why going up to the front of the room was so terrifying for me, and that social anxiety wasn't about being social, because people will argue you down. It's right in the name, you know, and it's like you don't really want to argue semantics with someone when you're already feeling anxious. So and then there's also, you know, people tell you, you know, just don't think about it, or you shouldn't care what other people think, as if anxiety can be rationalized away, when it's just not that simple. Social anxiety is actually a lot more common than many of us realize. When I was younger, I thought that I had to be the only person in the world who felt that way. I mean, it certainly felt like I was the only one. I didn't know anyone else who was going through what I was going through. According to the Social Anxiety Association, about 7% of the world population suffers from social anxiety disorder. It is the third largest behavioral health problem after alcoholism and depression. About 12% of people in the U.S., which is about 15 million Americans, at some point in their lives will experience debilitating social anxiety. And that's according to the National Social Anxiety Center. So if you suffer from social anxiety, you're not alone. And I really wish I had known these things when I was younger. It would have saved me a whole lot of heartache. I think out of all my anxiety disorders, social anxiety is probably the worst. Untreated social anxiety can lead to agoraphobia, which, if you don't know, agoraphobia is when you're afraid to leave the house. Those are the people who used to be, back in the day, they would call them hermits. You know, stay in the house, living under a rock, you know. It can be awful to deal with. And it's not something that you just wake up one day and decide that you're just over. You have to go to therapy, and sometimes you do need to be medicated for it, but it's not something that you can just decide to get over. It's not a mind over matter type of thing. I think now would probably be a good time to take a break. Back from our break, we can talk a little bit about post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-traumatic stress, that's something that a lot of us probably know a little bit more about, although there are still some misconceptions about that. Post-traumatic stress can be caused by experiencing or even just witnessing traumatic events, like accidents, assaults, military combat, sexual assault, or natural disasters. It used to be thought that it was only caused by combat, by like military combat situations, but now we know it can be caused by any of those type of situations and even other situations. It often co-occurs with substance use disorders, depression, and anxiety, and it can make those other disorders worse, or can cause those other disorders. It's characterized by flashbacks, nightmares, avoiding places and objects and even people that remind you of the event, trouble recalling details of the event, which can make it hard if you're like having to go to court and testify against someone, negative thoughts about your own self, feeling numb, guilty, worried, or depressed, feeling out of your body, or like the world isn't real, hypervigilant, like you're always on edge or super alert, trouble sleeping, having angry outbursts. It can get to be really bad. And then there's another related disorder called CPTSD. And I want to make sure that I'm saying this correctly. Complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's caused by repeated traumatic events. But because I'm less familiar with that one, I don't want to go into too much about it. But these are all, unfortunately, totally lost my train of thought there. I think probably one of the hardest parts of one of the hardest aspects of PTSD to deal with is the flashbacks, because a lot of the time I don't know what triggered them. Sometimes it's obvious because I'll see someone who looks like the person who caused my traumatic event, but other times I'll be like in the shower, or I'll be driving, or I'll just be drawing or something, and the next thing I know, I'm right back there, and I don't know why. And I'm sure if someone were to walk up and see me in that moment, they would just see me like stuck there. And it wouldn't be immediately obvious what was going on. But in my head, I'm transported back to that moment. So, yeah. And then the second most troubling aspect would be the nightmares. Although, my psychiatrist was able to help me with that. She actually was able to prescribe me something that stopped my nightmares. I had no idea that there was a medication for that. So, thank you, doctor. That was awesome. So I think at this point, I am going to start to wrap up this podcast because you guys obviously aren't used to hearing me talk solo for this long. The other night, I was watching Star Trek Discovery because, of course, I have to bring this back around to Star Trek. And for anyone who's not a Trekkie, there's this training exercise the Starfleet cadets have to go through called Kobayashi Maru. And it's basically a no-win situation, and it tests their character. Basically it's trying to teach them acceptance, and that there are things beyond their control. And it was so interesting to me, and this training exercise was first shown in The Wrath of Khan, and it's been shown in a few episodes, and the most recent one was season 4, episode 1 of Discovery. And it was just so interesting to me that I made that vlog the other day, and then later on that night I watched that episode, and it just seemed so timely. Although, if I had looked at TV time, I would have noticed that there was going to be an episode with a title, but I hadn't. But yeah, it just seemed so timely, and it was just a reminder that I need to let go and accept that there are things beyond my control. And that's such a hard thing for someone with several anxiety disorders to do. But I do try to continue to meditate and take my meds and go to therapy and work on it every day. So, for my fellow anxiety sufferers, there is hope. If you cannot afford a therapist, there are organizations that you can reach out to, or if you just want to research and look into and find out if you suspect you may have an anxiety disorder and you just want to learn about them, there is the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. You can find out more about them at adaa.org. You can also go to the National Social Anxiety Center at nationalsocialanxietycenter.com. The Social Anxiety Association at socialphobia.org, and the PTSD Alliance at ptsdalliance.org. So, I hope you guys enjoyed my first and hopefully only solo podcast. And I hope you tune in next time for more of the Awkward Room podcast.